Chris Lynch Show, thanks to A1 Homes Christchurch. Discover the easy way for the home you want on Newstalk ZB.
It is Newstalk ZB. So Labor had some interesting policy announcements over the weekend, didn't it? A special tribunal for earthquake insurance claims, $400,000 for the insurance advocacy group, $500,000 to community law, and $1 million to fund legal test cases to do with earthquake claims. Is it a step in the right direction or just all too much? We'll discuss this now. I'm joined by insurance advocate Ali Jones. Good morning and thanks for your time.
Hi, Chris. Thank you.
By and large, you say these are good policies and you've been quoted as saying one of the most significant things for Cantabrians that you've heard thus far. Why?
Because I don't think any political party has made any specific announcements related to insurance resolution, both currently and in the future. And I think it's hugely significant. I mean, quite clearly, the other political parties and specifically National here, and let me make it quite clear, I am neither Labor nor National in colour. And that's really important. I am disappointed by what National has not done, actually, and that is by setting up or supporting, endorsing some of these things that National's now suggested. And in fact, National's position, I think, for the last 3, 4, 5 years has been all fine here, nothing to see, let's move on. That's why this is so significant, because many of us who are still struggling with EQC and insurers, and believe you me, there will be a second wave of this coming through with botched repairs, hundreds if not thousands. This announcement by Labor gives us some hope that there will be some resolution, not only for us, but for others in the future.
I know Labor in the past has always called for an inquiry into EQC, but do you think in a way that could be meaningless because we know some of the failures of the past, or do you still maintain that's an important report that must happen?
Oh, no, it's very important, Chris. Yeah, those of us involved in this acutely know what the issues are, and possibly not all of them, but not everyone does. And just because we know what those issues are, it doesn't mean that they are going to be addressed and stopped from happening again. A commission of inquiry is a bottom line in my book. But what's important with a commission of inquiry is that the terms of reference are the right terms of reference. There is no point in having a commission of inquiry if the terms of reference are either too narrow or the wrong ones.
It's disheartening to hear you say that you're in no doubt that a second wave of claims are on the way. What makes you think that?
Well, because the lawyers that I speak to regularly about this are receiving, well, the lawyer that we're with at the moment is receiving between 5 and 7 new cases a week of botched repairs. And where this is becoming hugely problematic is we've got the statute of limitations about to come up for a number of insurers. So there are hundreds of people living in houses in Christchurch who don't even know that their repairs have either been botched or not even done. So what happens when they discover that in 5, 6, 8 months' time and the statute of limitations means that they're unable to take this up with their insurer? I mean, this is actually, I think, a major disaster that no one seems to be taking cognizance of.
Ali Jones, really appreciate your time this morning, and I hope you're wrong for the good reasons that you've just outlined.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.